Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samaches, and we are 25 lines from the top of Daf Samaches Amid Aleph, the two dots, Umichui Krovov V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Zara Aliza, Avadya Ben Miriam Leia, Dvorah Bas Mecha, and Shmuel Ben Tehila. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned for Ilui Nishmas Avram Ben Yibod Lechayim Toivim, Reb Moshe Chayim. So we are in the midst of discussing the halachos of Pesach, which is Doiche Shabbos. Yesterday's daf was a little bit of a digression, got involved in Tumah, Taira, a little bit of Kachin, but the core theme of the sugya right now is the idea that if your Dala Nisan fell out on Shabbos, the Yidden had a mitzvah to bring the Karban Pesach. So is the Pesach Doiche Shabbos or is it not Doiche Shabbos? Says the Mishnah, the Karban Pesach is Doiche Shabbos. The Gemara told a fascinating story, drama that surrounded a real life Karban Pesach that was Doiche Shabbos. The result of that story was that Hillel became the Nasi, not just Hillel, but his family would be the Nasiim in Klal Yisrael for hundreds and hundreds of years, which was very important. How important? When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in the sugya of Kamsa bar Kamsa had an audience with the Kesar of Roimi, and the Roman emperor, who was so impressed with Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, said, ask me three things and I will grant them to you. One of them was save the family of Rabbi Gamliel, which essentially was the family of Hillel, because it was so critical that there not just be a Nasi, that Yidden could have always had, but that the Nasi be from the family of Hillel. We spoke a little bit about that in Daf Samech Vav, but now we're going to continue to discuss the ideas, again, that the Karban Pesach is Doich HaShabbos. So the Mishnah said, Eilu Dvarim B'Pesach Doich HaShabbos, Shchitasoy, V'Zrikas Domoy, U'michui Krovov, V'Haktaras Chalovov. So the Shchit of the Karban Pesach, the Zrika of the Karban Pesach, the Michui Krovov, we'll see what that means now, and the Haktara, they're all Doich HaShabbos. What about the Machshirin of the Karban Pesach? That's Machloikis, Rabbi Eliezer, and the Chachamim, and that's something that the Gemara is going to get into in today's daf. The Gemara, Michui Krov. So one of the things that everybody agrees, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, is Doiche Shabbos, is the Michui of the Krovayim of the Karban Pesach. Now, Krovov, we know what that is, the intestines of the animal. The question is, what does Michui mean? Says the Gemara, my Michui Krovov, Pasha, what does it mean? Rav Huna, Amar Rav Huna said, Shemenakvon Besakin, that the Kohanim would take a knife and they would make a hole inside the intestines. The idea was there was wastes inside the intestines and they wanted those wastes to flow out. It was considered a davar shel kavod, that any waste that's inside the intestines should be removed before they do the haktara. So the michui of the kravayim is something the Mishnah says, even though it involves malacha, but you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. Chia Barav Amar, Chia Barav had a different pshat in michui kravayim. He said, shirka de me'aya, it's referring to some chazerai that's inside the intestines, the nafka agav duchka de sakina, that comes out of the intestines. If you take a knife and you press it against it, that's going to cause it to come out. So according to Rav Huna, Michui is the process of liquefying this waste that's inside the Kravayim. According to Chiya Barav, Michui is referring to the actual waste. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Elazar, my time to Chiya Barav, had Chiya Barav know that Michui is Miloshein Shirka, it's Miloshein this smelly, not nice thing that's inside the intestines, the chsiv, he based it on a pasuk. Because the pasuk says, v'charvois mechin garim yoichelu. So pashit, what the pasuk is referring to is the charvois, the ruined houses, miloshin churvois Yerushalayim, of the mechim, the garim are going to eat. So the Gemara says, my mashma, what do you see over there? The targum Rav Yosef. Because Rav Yosef, who was a big baki in targum, said, v'nechseyen derashiyayo tzadikayo yachsunun. That what the pasuk means is that the tzaddikim are one day going to inherit the possessions of the rishon, which means that the charvois means possession, mechim rishoyim, gorim, the tzaddikim, yoichelu, are going to inherit. But mechim in this pasuk means Rishayim. It makes sense then, says Rabbi Lazar, that Chiya Barav must have seen in this word that Mechim is used to describe Rishayim. Oh, if it's used to describe Rishayim, so it's probably Shirka de Meayo. The word Michui Krovav is referring to the Chazarai that's inside the Kravayim, as in the Rishayim, this negative connotation. So we mentioned the Pasuk, V'charvais Mechim Garam Yoichelu. And again, why did we mention the Pasuk as support to Chiya Barav's Pshat in the word Michui? So once we mention one part of the pasuk, we're going to mention the other part of the pasuk, the resha of the pasuk that says v'ro kvasim kedavram. So this is a pasuk in Yeshaya that's describing the end of days, that the Yidden are going to graze like sheep. This is a connotation for the idea that Klal Yisrael is going to be in a utopian state. V'ro chavasim kedavram. Amar Menashe bar Yirmiya amar Rav. What does it mean? Kedavram kemedubar bam. V'ro kvasim kimedubar bam, like we've spoken about. Or, azoivi seshtet, says the Gemara, my kimedubar bam, what does that mean? Amar Abaye, v'char v'ismeichem garm yechelu. It means the end of the pasuk. Interesting pasuk, but the way you read it is as follows. V'ro kvasim kidavram. The kvasim, referring to the yidin, they're going to graze. Like we stated. Where did we state it? Oh, the next part of the pasuk. V'char v'ismeichem garm yechelu. That the Gorim, that are the tzaddikim, they're going to inherit the possessions of the mechim, which are the rishon. Amalei Rava, so this was Abaye's pshat. So Rava told Abaye, Mishlam yiksev charvois kedigamin. Had the pasuk said, not v'charvois with a vav, but rather charvois, then I would understand your pshat. Why? Meaning, it's flowing. It's just one hemshach. The resh and the sefer connect. V'ro kvasim kedavram, charvois mechim garm yoichel. But hashe d'chsev v'charvois, but now that it doesn't say charvois, rather it says v'charvois milsach ritikama. It doesn't sound like the resha and the seifa of this pasuk are talking to each other. It sounds like the first part of the pasuk means one thing, and the second part of the pasuk means something else. If that's the case, so hadra kushyul aduchton. So what does the pasuk mean when it says v'ro chvasim kedavram? So again, the pasuk is describing the end of days. The Yidden are going to be grazing like sheep. Everything's going to be amazing. They're going to be doing very, very well. Kedavram. So Abaye said that kedavram means the end of the pasuk, that the Yidden are going to inherit all the possessions of the Rishon, so they're going to be having a good year, right? Rava said it doesn't sound like that's what the kedavram means, because if that's the case, then there wouldn't be a vav in between. The vav between the two halves of the pasuk seem to suggest that it's talking about two different things, which then means that the kedavram of the first part of the pasuk is referring to something else. So what is that something else? Oh my Rava, Rava said kedav chanan olam Rava means, and is insinuating something that Rav Chananel said in the name of Rav. Om Rav Chananel, Lomar Rav, Asidim, Tzadikim, Sheichayu, Esameis. The Yidden one day are going to have the ability to be Mechayim, Meis. Ksiv Hach, it says over here, V'roch, Vasim, Kedavram. V'ksiv Hasam, Yiru, Vashon, V'gilad, Kimei, Oilam. So we have a Gzeirah Shava between two Pesachim. V'roch, Vasim, Kedavram, that's our Pasuk. The other Pasuk is Yiru, that's the Gzeirah Shava, V'roch, Yiru, Vashon, V'gilad, Kimei, Oilam. Now, what does Bashan and Gilad mean? Says the Gemara, Bashan is Elisha. It's referring to Elisha, Habamina Bashan, who came from the town of Bashan. How do you know Elisha came from Bashan? Shanem Bavai, Yani v'Shafat ba'Bashan. Yani and Shafat came from Bashan. Uksib, Poy Elisha ben Shafat. That's Yatzik Maimai, Deleo. And Elisha's father was Shafat. So if Shafat came from Bashan, and Elisha was the son of Shafat, so it sounds like Elisha was a landsman of Bashan. Gilad's Elio. Shanem Bavayim Elio Atishbi, Mitai Shavaya Gilad. Elio is known as Elio Atishbi, Elio HaGiladi. So when the Pasuk says Yiru Vashon V'Gilad, Vashon is a reference to Elisha, and Gilad is a reference to Elio Anavi. V'ro Chivasam Kedavram is referring to the special power that the tzaddikim are going to have in the end of days, that they are going to be able to be Mechayim Mesim Kedavram, like you find by the Vashon and the Gilad. The same way Elisha and Elio were able to be Mechayim Mesim, they're the two Nevi'im that in Nach were Mechayim Mesim. In that same vein, all Tzadikim, L'Asa Lavoi, are going to have that same Kayach. But that's the Kedavram, like it says by Elio and Elisha, in that same way, V'ro Chavasim, all Tzadikim are going to have this ability. Amr Shomar Nachmin, Amr Rabbi Yonis, and on that note, Asitzim Tzadikim, Sheikhayim Mesim, the Tzadikim are going to have the ability to be Mechayim Mesim. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Oid Yeshvu Skeinim Uskeinois, Berchoivois Yerushalayim, V'ish Mishantai Biyodai, Mirav Yomim. So this is one of the most famous Pesukim in Nach, Zechariah Perikres. This was the Pasuk that Rabbi Akiva quoted in the end of Masechtas Makis when he saw that there was a fax that was Yoitze Mibes Kotche Yakadoshim. Everybody was crying. Rabbi Akiva was laughing. Rabbi Akiva said that, I'll tell you the truth, there was a very, very bad Nevuah that was said about Churban Beis HaMikdash, and there was a very good Nevuah. The bad Nevuah was Uriah. The good Nevuah was Zachariah. And Shalai Neskaima Nevuah and Shal Uriah. I was always concerned maybe the Nevuah of Zachariah wouldn't be in the sky. Oh, but now that I see that Uriah's Nevuah, the lowest of the low, just happened, that means the highest of the high and the holiest of the holy is going to happen as well. And what was that unreal, the Spitz Nevuah? It was Oid Yeshfu Skeinem Uskeinois. That there'll be a day, once again, where there'll be skenim and skenois in the streets of Yerushalayim. There'll be the ish mishantai biyadai. The pasuk there continues and says, this is going to be children that are going to be playing. So the pasuk is just describing this beautiful scene of contrast between the churban of Eicha Yashva Badad Ha'ir Abasiyon to what will one day happen. But said Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, in the name of Rabbi Yoinison, there's a tiefkeit in this pasuk, because there's another pasuk that says Vesamta Mishanti Al Pnei HaNa'ar. And that pasuk is describing Elisha, who did Tchias HaMesim. And how did he do Tchias HaMesim? He used his staff. Vesamto Meshanti al Pnei HaNa'ar. Oid Yeshvu Skeinem Uskeinois Berchoivis Yerushalayim. Ve'ish Meshantai Biyodi isn't just a cane, but this is a staff that's going to have the ability to be Mechayim Mason. So said Rav Shmuel Bar Nechmeni, Om Rav Yoinison, that Atzidim Tzadikim Sheyechayim Mason. You know I know that? Oid Yeshvu Skeinem Uskeinois Berchoivis Yerushalayim. Ve'ish Meshantai, like the Meshantai of Elisha that was used to be Mechayim Mason. And that's the real tiefkeit of this pasuk. The pasuk's not just describing Skeinem Uskeinois holding canes, but this is going to be a madrega of Kedusha that's going to be on such a level that the tzaddikim, not just Elisha and Elio, the tzaddikim are all going to have the ability to be Mechayim Mason. Incidentally, what does this mean, that tzaddikim can be Mechayim Mason? So today is not the day for this, but the Gemara, Mesechtes Tainis, Daf Beis Amid Aleph, says that there are Gimel Mavteichos that were like Nimsru B'Yachshliach. And one of the three Mavteichos was the Mavteich of Tchias HaMesim. And Tosa asked the Kasha, how could you tell me that the key, the Shlissel for Tchias HaMesim was Leinimstra B'Yad Shliach, Elisha was Mechayim Mesim, Elio HaNavi was Mechayim Mesim. It's Tosfos Kasha Masechtas Tainis Daf Beis Amid Aleph, Ayin Shom, Rashi, and the Marsha. The lot of raid bites. But the Mesilas Yesharim, in the very, very end of the Sefer, this is literally the Hadron of Mesilas Yesharim. When he talks about Midas HaKedusha, so he says, what's Kedusha? Kedusha is you could become so Kaddosh that you become one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How far could that dveikus lead you? V'yochel ha'giyah dveikusai el mailo kol kach gedoyla. You could be so dovek ta'kadosh baruch hu shekvar yimaser biyodei mafteach shal tchias ha'meisim, that you can be carrying the key of tchias ha'meisim. K'moy shenimtso l'eliyo v'le'elisha. V'shehu ma shemoyra oitzim ha'istakbus bo yizbarach. Shebiyois hu yizbarach shmoy mekar ha'chaim ha'noisin chaim l'chol chai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the noisin chaim l'chol chai. Hine, ha'dovek bo yizbarach dveikus gomer, if someone becomes so connected to Hashem, yuchal limshoich mimenu yizbarach afilu meshach ha'chaim atzman. You can now have... You know, Elisha and Eliyahu were able to be Mechayim Mason, says in the Seals Yisharim, without quoting Tosfos and Tainis, that Beis Amid Aleph. But of course, coming to answer Tosfos Kashin, that Beis Amid Aleph. Gimel Mavteichas, Leinimsu B'Yachliach. So how was Elisha and Eliyahu able to be Mechayim Mason? The Teretz is, they became so one with Hashem, that if Hashem is Mechayim Mason, he's the Makar HaChayim. They were so Dovik Takadosh Baruch Hu, they now had those capabilities of being the Makar HaChayim. And the Seals Yisharim ends with one line. He says that there's nothing that brings out Dveikus Makadosh Baruch Hu more than the ability to be Mechayim Mason. Why? So you'll tell me, I don't, that's the biggest miracle. Shehu Masha Mesiachle Sloy Befrat Yoisu Menakoil. Because there's nothing that shrives Makadosh Baruch Hu more than the fact that he's a Mechalkel Chayim, that he's Noisin Chayim L'chol Chayim. So if you're able to have in your hand the Mavtech of Tchias HaMesim, that means there's a dveikus on a level that's unreal. And that's the tiefkeit in our Gemara. That oid yeshfu skeinu buskeinu esperchoivris Yerushalayim. Yeah, we can visualize that scene, and it's very, very impressive, and it's something to look forward to. But on a deeper, deeper level, on a pnimius level, what we're saying, said Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, in the name of Rabbi Yoinison, that the dveikus that people are going to have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closeness that they're going to have, the Nene Miziv HaShechina is going to be such on such a level that V'ish Mishantai B'yodoy, as in the V'samto Mishanti Al Pnei Hanar, that Elisha said when he was Mechayim Mesim, that they're going to be able to be Mechayim. What does that mean? Wow, they'll be able to be Mechayim Mesim. We'll see in a second. It's not even so clear there's going to be death in the end of days, let alone Tchias HaMesim. The Teretz says it means and it screams Dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the fact that Hashem has the ability to be Noisen Chayim L'chol Chay is Masha Mesiachis Loi Befrat Yoiser Min HaKoil. And if the Tzaddikim are going to have that ability, essentially what Zechariah was saying was is that in the Pnimius of the Inyan there's going to be an unbelievable connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Gemara. Ula Rami. So will there be death in the end of days? It's actually a little bit of a contradiction. Ulo asked the stira. Ksiv, the pasuk says bila amavas lanech, which means there's not going to be any misa. Ksiv, ki anar ben mei yashonu yomas, that if somebody dies at the age of 100, they're going to say a little child died. Meaning people are going to have arichas yomim, but people will die. So which one is it? Is it bila amavas lanech, or is it ki anar ben mei yashonu yomas? Like Asher, kam Yisrael kam boiv de kechavim. Yidin bila amavas lanech. Oiv de kechavim. We'll have arichas yomim, but ki hanar ben mei yashonu yomus. End of the day, there will be misa. Freiti gemar v'oiv de kechavim my bo hasam. Why are there even oiv de kechavim there? The chsiv Gemara says no. You need the oiv de kechavim because the pasuk says va'amdu zarim v'rot soinchem ubnei necher ikarechem v'charmechem. They're going to be working the fields, and as a result, they will be the Rav Chizda Rami, Rav Chizda asked the Ksira again about the end of days. Ksiv the pasuk says v'chafra levana uvoisha hachama. The levana and the chama aren't going to shine in the end of days. Ksiv in the pasuk says v'hoya oira levana kaira chama. The oira of the levana will shine. In fact, it will be much stronger than it is, but it's gone. Going to shine, it will be like the oir of the chama, the oir chama, and as it relates to the oir chama, yeah, shiva sayim ka'or shiva sayim. It's going to be shiva sayim. Rashi says shiva sayim means 7 times 7, so it's going to be 49 times the amount of sun and light that there was during the 7 days of creation, which means it's 49 times 7. Rashi does the math. The of light. Towards the amount of light that there is one day, which is 343 times brighter. The bottom line is that at the end of days, the oir of the levana and the oir of the chama will shine. The oir of the levana will be like the oir chama is today. And the oir chama will be 343 times stronger. But at the end of the day, what do you see from here? That there will be light. So it's a steerer. Of Chizda said, I don't understand. But Chafra levana b'yishan chama sounds like there won't be any light. The moon and the sun won't give off light. And here it sounds like they will, albeit much stronger. Zakta Gemara, like Kasha, Kan, Lo'ilam Abba, Kan Limoysa Mashiach. We're talking about two different tkufas. There's the tkufa of Olam Abba, and there's the tkufa of Yemoysa Mashiach. And the tkufa of Yemoysa Mashiach, so there the levana and the chama will shine. They'll be stronger than they are today, but they will shine. In Olam Haba, they're not going to shine at all. Now, what's the difference between Olam Haba and Yemos HaMashiach? So that's, of course, a discussion unto itself. See the beginning of Perek Chelek. But in Yoneinu, Yemos HaMashiach, when Mashiach is going to come. Olam Haba means after Tchias HaMesim. Usually, when the Gemara describes Olam Haba, it doesn't mean the Olam HaNashamas. It's one of the great misnomers of all time, right? People usually equate Olam Haba with the Olam HaNashamas. A person after 120, he leaves this world. Where does he go? He goes to Olam Haba. But most Rishonim hold that that world that Mesim go to is not Olam Haba. That's the Olam HaNeshamas. That's a very different existence. Olam Haba is the world of Tchias HaMesim. And the raya that the Rishonim bring is from the Mishnah and the Gemara right in the beginning of Perek Chelek. The Mishnah in Perek Chelek begins, Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. Shenemar V'amech Kulam Tzadikim Lo'ilam Yeshua. It's Etzem HaToy Masriyad Elizbar. Ve'ilu She'ilam Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. And then you have to read the fine print. The following are people that don't have a Chelek Lo'ilam Haba. And who's the first one mentioned? Ha'oyme Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Says the Gemara of Kol Kach Lama. Why? How come someone that says Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah is not going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba? So the Gemara says, Mida Keneged Mida. Who kafar b'Tchias HaMesim? He denied Tchias HaMesim. B'fichach l'yil l'chedek b'Tchias HaMesim. As a result, he's not going to have a portion in Tchias HaMesim. Shekom midoysam shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mida Keneged Mida. Because whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes, it's Mida Keneged Mida. So again, the Mishnah says, Ve'elu she'en lam chelek l'olam haba. Ha'oymer. Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Why? Mida Keneged Mida. Oh, you deny Tchias HaMesim? You're not going to have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Mida Keneged Mida.
It's not Midah Keneged Midah. It's Tanei Chitin Behoid Alei B'Sairin. The Mishnah is talking about Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yesh Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Ve'elu She'in Lam Chelek Olam Haba. Ho'im Rein Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Why? Midah Keneged Midah. You deny Tchias HaMesim, that's why you won't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. If you deny Tchias HaMesim, you shouldn't have a Chelek in Tchias HaMesim. And if you deny Olam Haba, you shouldn't have a Chelek in Olam Haba. Who kafar b'Tchias HaMesim? Lefichach lo yiloi Chelek b'Olam Haba. And the Gemara says, Midah Keneged Midah. What's the Midah Keneged Midah? Say the Rishonim that you see from here, that when Chazal used the term Olam Haba, they mean Tchias HaMesim. That's what it means. And that's why it's a Midah Keneged Midah. Zok the Gemara. So we're saying that the Pasuk that says, the Chafra HaLevana Uvaisha HaChama, which suggests that the sun and the moon will not impart any light in the end of days, that's referring to Olam Haba. When it says that it will, though, be much stronger, that's referring to Yemayis HaMashiach. Shmuel says that when Mashiach comes, the world's going to look exactly the way it is today. The only difference is Sheba Malchus. We'll have the Malchus of David HaMelech will be in control. But other than that, the world's going to look the same. So how do you understand this? The Gemara says you have to say Yidivide Olam Haba. They're both referring to Olam Haba. Like Kasha, Kam B'machane Shechina, Kam B'machane Tzadikim. This sounds a little like yesterday's stuff, but there's two Machnois. There's Machne Shechina, and then there's the Machne of Tzadikim. You have to know what that is. Rava Rami, Rava asked another steer. Except the Pasuk says, Ani Amos, Va'achaya. V'ksiv, and the Pasuk says, Mochatzti va'ani erpo. So what's the kasha? Ani Amos va'achaya says, Hashem says that I caused death, but Tchias HaMesim. And then the Pasuk says, Mochatzti va'ani erpo. Then HaKadosh Baruch says, I punish, but at the same time I heal. Hashtachuyim mechaya marpo lekolshkein. L'chura, if Hashem can cause Tchias HaMesim, so certainly he's a Reif HaChaylam, right? Mechayiv Mesim, you would think, is the Chomer. Reif HaChaylam is the Kal. So once we say Hashem is an Amos V'Achaya, so why does it have to say Machatzdi Vani Erpa? It's interesting, the Gemara calls this a Stira, Rav Rami, Kasha. Elo Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said as follows, Mashani Memes Ani Mechayiv, Kemoshe Machatzdi Vani Erpa. You know why the Pasuk had to say it this way? Because had it simply said Ani Amos V'Achaya, you know what you would have thought? Yeah, Hashem kills Reuven and causes Shimon to be born. V'zarech HaShemesh, uva HaShemesh. Dar ha'ilech v'dar ba. Right, that's the way the world works. You don't see Tchias HaMesim. Ani Amos V'Achaya means Tchias HaMesim. Hey, it's the same person that died that's going to come back to life. Oh, the teretz is, we're juxtaposing these two ideas. Just like Machatzdi V'Ani Erpa is the same person. The Ke'ani HaShem Reifecha is referring to someone that's already not well. So too, Ani Amos V'Achaya is referring to the same person. Tanu Rabbanon, a braisa that says the same thing. Ani Amos V'Achaya. Yochem Yisba Echad, V'Chayim V'Echad Erech Shneilom. You would think that one person, Hashem is Memes, and the other person is Mechaya. Talmud Loimer, Machatzdi V'Ani Erpa. Ma Maku Refu V'Echad, just like Maku Refu is referring to the same person. Af Misa V'Chayim V'Echad, so to Misa, and Chayim is referring to the same person. Mikan Shuvah Lo'emrim Ein Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. And this is a response and a rebuttal to those that say there's no remes to Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Well, how's this for a remes? The Pasuk says, Ani Amos V'Achaya. Sounds like Tchias HaMesim. Oh, you'll tell me no. Maybe it's two different people. But it's the smichos between that and Mochatzdi V'Ani Erpa where you see Tchias HaMesim in HaTorah. Dover Achar, another pshat. Betchilo, Masha Ani Memes Ani Mechaya, V'Hoder Masha Mochatzdi V'Ani Erpa. That after Tchias HaMesim, so people are going to come back alive. Initially, they're going to come back alive with the mumen and the ailments that they had before they died. But it's only afterwards, after Tchias HaMesim, immediately, it's going to be Machatzdi V'Ani Erpa, then they're going to merit the refuah. Zok de Gemara. So returning to our Mishnah, the Mishnah is discussing the Karban Pesach, that is Toicha Shabbos. And the Mishnah said, Eilu Dvarim B'Pesach, Toicha Nes HaShabbos, Shchitasoi, V'Zrikos Damoi, U'Michu Kravov, we now sort of know what that is, V'Aktoras Chalovov. And the Haktar. Tanya Amr Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said, Boyorei kamech aviva mitzvah b'shaita. You see the value of doing a mitzvah in its appropriate time. Meaning in the l'katchila time. As in, like a zrizim makdim in the mitzvah type of idea. Where do you see it? From our Mishnah. Shari hekta chalovim ve'ivarim uptarim sherim kol alayla. Because really the Haktar you could do at night. So if you could do it at night, why would we be doicha Shabbos? The Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylach, Zrika, all these things had to be done during the day. They had to be done on Yodal Nisan. Yodal Nisan is on Shabbos. And we're going to do it on Shabbos. Mayad and Mayada, Hilub, Nebeseir. We know that. That's the halacha. So you do it on Shabbos. But why do you have to do Akhtar on Shabbos? Do the Akhtar on Matzah Shabbos. Hektech halavim is kasha kol alayla. We daven Mayriv. keneged the haktara that was done with the Tmidim in the Beis Hamikdash. Shachris is keneged the Tamid Shal Shachar. Minchas keneged the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. And Meiriv is keneged the haktara. Haktara was Kasha Kol Alayis, the first Mishnah in Shas. Haktara was done at night. So if that's the case, why are we being Daicha Shabbos? So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said, oh, you know why? Because Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. There's an unbelievable Chavivus. Interesting choice of words. But it's so chaviv to do a mitzvah b'shaita that that's why we do it at day and we're doichin Shabbos ve'ein mamtin l'machatachshach instead of waiting until the night. The Mishnah then moved along and got involved in the machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim. Rabbi Eliezer said that just like the Karban Pesach itself is doichin Shabbos, the machshirim of the Karban Pesach is doichin Shabbos as well. Meaning you're allowed to be machal Shabbos to do something that's going to facilitate you being able to bring the Karban Pesach. The Chachamim argue. So what do the Chachamim say? Har Kavasai, carrying the animal on Shabbos, Vavasim Mechutz L'Tchum, or bringing it outside the Tchum, V'chatichas Yibaltai, or if it has a wart, it has some mum that you can remove, so that now you'll be able to bring it as a carbon in Doichen as a Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer said Doichen, that these things are going to be Doichen. So Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim, whether the Machshirim are Doichen or the Machshirim are not Doichen. Now notice, and we spoke this out when we learned the Mishnah, that the three examples that the Mishnah gives of Machshirim that are not Doichen Shabbos are all the Rabbanans. Carrying the animals of the Rabbanon, because Midday Raisa, when you carry an animal, you're not really carrying. Because Chay Noises Atzmoy. Tchumin, according to most Tanan, is only a Rabbanon. Chatichas Yabaltai, removing this wart, being that you can do it with some sort of shinoi, also doesn't have to be Deiraisa. It only has to be a Durabon. And still the Mishnah says that these things are not going to be Deicha, because the actual Akrav is Deicha, but any Heksher is not going to be Deicha. But one thing for sure you see in our Mishnah is that Chatichas Yabaltai is something that's an issue, meaning it's definitely a problem. Says the Gemara, Viriminu, I'll ask you a kasha, Chaitchen Yabalas B'Mikdash, you're allowed to remove this wart in the Beis HaMikdash. If an animal had it, Avaloi B'Medino, but you're not allowed to do it outside the Beis HaMikdash. V'imbikli, and if you did it with a keli, Kan V'Kan Aser, then in either case, it's going to be Aser. But you see, it's something that you're allowed to do in the Beis HaMikdash. So why in our Mishnah is it a problem? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Chanino. So it was a machlek. Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yis, Rabbi Chanino had to answer this question. Chadama once said, idividi biyat, that both Mishnayis are talking about where you did it with your hand. Habilacha, habiyevesha. One is talking about where it was moist. The other one is talking about where it's dry. The Mishnah in Erevin that says, Choytchin yabeles b'mikdash, b'nos enchvos b'mikdash, so that's talking about where it was dry. If it was dry, it's something that you're allowed to remove. Our Mishnah that says you wouldn't be allowed to do it is talking about where it was moist. Okay, it was moist, so that's the Hechitimtza, where it's only Machshirei Pesach, and even though it's a Shvos, we're not going to invoke enchvos b'mikdash, and this is going to be a problem. Chadama, the other Amayra had a different teretz to discuss. Both Mishnayis, the one in Erevin that says Choytchin Yabelos B'Mikdash, and the Mishnah in Psachim that says it's a problem, they're both referring to where it was Leichem V'Leikasha Habiyad publicly. The Mishnah in Erevin that says you could do it Einchvos B'Mikdash, that's if you're doing it with your hand. Our Mishnah that says you wouldn't be allowed to do it, even though it's Machshirei Pesach, is talking about where you did it with a keli. So Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Yis, B'Chanina both reconciled this apparent contradiction. They came from different angles. One said Habilacha, habiyevesha, and the other one said habiyad v'habikli. Man, damal habiyad v'habikli. My tamal yom idiv idiv biyad v'leikach habileich habiyevesha. So why did that Meir that said yad and kli? Why didn't he just say habilacha, habiyevesha? Why didn't he not like that teretz? Amalach yevesha mifrach pricha, because he felt it doesn't sound like the Mishnah in Erevin means yevesha, right? That's the one that would have been yevesha. That's the one that would be mutter, because it says choytchin yabelas. Choytchin sounds like you have to cut it off. You have to surgically remove it, as opposed to if it's very dry, so you're not really removing it, it's just going to crumble. So the word choytchin, it just grammatically is not the right words. It doesn't sound like that's what the Mishnah means. The man that said that both Mishnahs are talking about what you did it with your hand, one is lach v'evi, why didn't he say that the Mishnah in Erevin is talking about where it was biyad, and our Mishnah is talking about where it was a kli? Amalach kli oktani hasam. Because if the chiddush of our Mishnah is that it's also to remove the abeles with a kli, because where it's done with a kli, you don't say ein shvos b'mikdash. That is already mentioned mefurish in the Mishnah in Erevin. It says over there in b'kli kam v'kan asa, meaning it's mefurish in the Mishnah in Erevin that there's no ein shvos b'mikdash regarding removing this wart if you're using a keli. So that for sure would be a good explanation for this Mishnah. Because our Mishnah says it's Asa, the Mishnah Erevin says it's Mutter. If you look up Masechtas Erevin and you look at the Mishnah, it says Nehem Mefurish, it's only Mutter Biyad, it's Asa with a Kli. which just adds a little ammunition to the question. So just answer the question that way. The Mishnah Erev in itself said that the only time it's mutter is biyatz. Maybe our Mishnah is talking about where it's a kli. The reason the other Amora didn't want to learn that way is because he felt that it sounds like our Mishnah is saying the chiddush in the Isser of Ein Choytchen Yabeles, and being that that's mefurish in the Mishnah in Erevin, so it wouldn't be a chiddush. So why would the Mishnah Psachim have to say it? The Idach. So what the other Amora say? Who said our Mishnah is saying chiddushim in Yabeles? Our Mishnah is discussing Karban Pesach. We're not discussing warts on a car, on an animal, and whether you have the halacha of shvus b'mikdash or ain't shvus b'mikdash. Hadik tani kli hacha plugged to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua. So Lashmin, our mission is just talking about the machlokes Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, and we're trying to mention and depict examples of where the machlokes was manifest. Machshirei Pesach, toicha Shabbos and not toicha Shabbos. Harkavasa is an example. Taking it outside the tchum is an example, and removing a wart is also an example. Now, where is it also to remove a wart? Why don't you say ain't shvus b'mikdash? I don't know, learn the Mishnah Erevin. Mishnah Erevin's mefurish. It says, you can do it with your hand. Okay, so obviously that's not the machloikis, because you can do it. With the kli is where you can't do it. Now we have a shayla, where it's machshirei Pesach, and Pesach is like Shabbos. What about removing it with a word? We're not coming to say chedushim in choytchin yabeles b'mikdash. We're just trying to give examples of where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were arguing. So the Amoreh didn't want to simply explain our Mishnah. It's referring to where you did it with a kli, and over there you don't have ain't shvus b'mikdash, as is mefurish in the Mishnah Erevin, because he held that the examples of the Mishnah are actually telling me some chiddush. So there's some chiddush agav urche kamashvulon, like the Mishnah often does, in the laws of ein chaytchen yabelos b'mikdash. So if the Mishnah's case is what's mefurish in the Mishnah in Erevin, so there is no chiddush. The other man says, we're not coming to say chiddushim. There's no chiddush in the sugis of Erevin over here. That's not what this is about. This is, very simply put, just about giving examples of where the machlokes and Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua played itself out. But the Mishnah continued with a little bit of drama, a little back and forth between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, which is going to start in today's daf, and it's going to take us through tomorrow's daf. So the Gemara says that the Chachamim said that even though Pesach is Doicha Shabbos, but Machshirei Pesach are not Doicha Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer argued. He said, for sure Machshirei Pesach is Doicha Shabbos. When the Chachamim said Machshirei Pesach is not Doicha Shabbos, they said it, not only regarding Yisur Deiraisa, even Yisur Derabbanan, the three examples that the Mishnah gives, Harkavasai, Havasai Michutz L'tchum, V'chatichas Yivalti, all the things you cannot do to facilitate bringing the Karban Pesach, all these Surah Rabbanan. And it's still not going to be okay. Rabbi Eliezer said, you can do the Rabbanans, you can even do the Erises. And then Rabbi Eliezer turned to the Chachamim and he said, how could you tell me you can't do an Issa the Rabbanan when it's Machshirei Pesach? It's a kalva chaymer. You're allowed to do shchita, which is a malacha deiraisa. It's one of the 39 of malachas. Madach, something like that, you're allowed to do on Shabbos if it's for a mitzvah. Elu shemishum shvus. These things that are only the rabbanans, har kavasai, havasai mechutz l'tchum, chatichas yibaltoi, lo yitcho es on Shabbos. How could they not be doich on Shabbos? It's a kalva chaymer. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua told his bal plukna, Rabbi Eliezer, yantav yoichiach. I'll bring you a raya that your kal v'chaymer is not a good kal v'chaymer. From where? From Yontif. Shehitiru by mishum malach. On Yontif, you're allowed to do any malacha that's oichel nefesh. But the only malacha you're allowed to do mishum oichel nefesh is a malacha that you couldn't have done before Shabbos. Or, tweak that a little bit, had you done it before Yontif, it wouldn't have been as gishmak. It wouldn't have been of the same quality than doing it on Yontif, such as cooking. You can cook before Yontif, but you're allowed to cook on Yontif because to cook fresh food is considered better. But said Rabbi Yeshua, at the end of the day, you're allowed to do any melacha d'iraisa on Yontif if it's melacha seichel nefesh, but at the same time, only if you couldn't have done it before Yontif. But va'asa by mishum shvus, you're not allowed to do a shvus, you're not allowed to do an issa d'rabbanon, even though it's only an issa d'rabbanon, to the extent that you could have done it before Yontif. So what do you see from here? There's a difference between doing something that you could have done before Yontif and something you could not have done before Yontif. Had you not been able to do it before Yontif, you could be doicha even a deiraisa. That's what you see from Yontif. If you could have done it before Yontif, you can't be doicha even a derabbanan. So Rabbi Yeshua told this, the same exact thing. You're telling me, you don't understand. You could do shchita on your dal nisan on Shabbos, but you can't carry from outside the tchum. You know what the difference is? Shchita you had to do on Shabbos. Carrying from outside the tchum, you should have done it yesterday. Who asked you to do it today? This is the Raisa, this is the Rabbanan, but that's not the barometer. That's not the way that it works. The way it works is, could you have done it, could you not have done it? If you couldn't have done it, you could even do the Raisa. If you could have done it, then you can't even do the Rabbanan. That's exactly what you see by Yontav. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer responded. He said, Mazeh Yoshua, Ma Raya, Rishus LaMitzvah. How are you bringing a Raya from Rishus LaMitzvah? That's all we need for today's app. He says, one is a mitzvah, and the other one is a Rishus. Cooking on Yontav is a Deiraisa. I mean, it's a mitzvah. What's the mitzvah? As opposed to Karban Pesach, which is certainly a mitzvah. So maybe when it comes to a mitzvah, so over there it's different. And over there you can even do a machshirim, even though you could have done it before Yontif. As opposed to Yontif, which is only a reshus, over there it's going to be different, says the Gemara. So what's Rabbi Shua hold? Rabbi Shua didn't know what Rabbi Eliezer told him. Zok the Gemara. And this next Gemara is one of the most famous Gemaras in Shas. Rabbi Yeshua l'tamei. This is Rabbi Yeshua l'shitasoi. The Amma Simchas Yontif Nami Mitzvah. Rabbi Yeshua's l'shitasoi. Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that Simchas Yontif is also a mitzvah. Karm Pesach is a mitzvah. Simchas Yontif is a mitzvah. Tanya, we're learning to the rice. Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, Ein loy l'adam yontif. A person on Yontif has two choices. If he wants, he can eat and drink the whole Yontif. Or he can sit and shluff the whole Yontif. Rabbi Yeshua said, Chalkeu. No. It's not true. You have to do both. You have to eat and drink, and you have to sleep. In fact, chetzyoy, half a yontif l'achil v'shtir, you should eat and drink. The chetzyoy, and the other half, l'beis medrash, you're supposed to go to beis medrash. Om Rabbi Yoich, Rabbi Yoich, and Shnei Mikra Echad Arshim. They both formulated their positions from the same two psukim. Kasev Echad Oymer, one pasuk says, atzeres l'ashem eloikecha. This pasuk is describing Shvi Shal Pesach. Sheishes Yomim Toichal Matzos Ubayoyim Hashvi Atzeres LaShem Eloikecha Loisasa Komalach. Obviously, we're talking about Pesach. The giveaway is Sheishes Yomim Toichal Matzos Ubayoyim Hashvi on the seventh day Atzeres. It should be a Yontif, not just a Yontif. Atzeres, and it should be LaShem Eloikecha. Kosev Echad Oymer. There's another pasuk that says Atzeres Tiyolachem. Bayoyim Hashmini Atzeres Tiyolachem. Komalach Savadi Loisasa. This is obviously Sukkis. Because only Sukkot Midday Raisa has a Bayoyim Hashmini. Chutz La'aretz Yontav Sheni Shel Galus, Pesach also has a Yom Hashvi. But Midday Raisa, Pesach is 7 days, and Sukkot is 8 days. So this is talking about Shmini Atzeres. But either way, Atzeres, as it relates to Shvi Shel Pesach, is Lashem Aleikecha. As it relates to Shmini Atzeres, it's Lachem. It's a Stira. Which one is it? Is Yontav about Hashem Aleikecha? Sitting Beis Medrash? Or is Yoshev Ashoina? Or is it about sitting and... Or is it about... By the way, I just read the word wrong a few lines earlier. I should have screamed through Zoom. A yoshev v'shayne doesn't mean you're sitting and sleeping. It means you're sitting and learning Torah. So, Rabbi Eliezer says, "Oy kulei l'Hashem, oy kulei l'Hashem." That the way you reconcile the stira is one pasuk is l'Hashem aleikecha. So if you want, you have an option that it should be l'Hashem aleikecha. If you want, you have an option, and it could be l'Hashem. It could be atzeres tni l'Hashem. Rabbi Shua said, "You reconcile these two psukim chalkeu chetzvei l'Hashem v'chetzvei l'Hashem." That you can actually, what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to do both. It's supposed to be l'Hashem aleikecha, and it's supposed to be atzeres tni l'Hashem. So we have two psukim that describe yontif. They describe Atzeres. One pasuk says Atzeres Hashem Alekecha. The other pasuk says Atzeres Ti Elochem. Which one is it? Now, the Gemara could have said, maybe the Teretz is one's talking about Shvi Yishol Pesach, and the other one's talking about Shmini Atzeres. Shvi Yishol Pesach, Atzeres Hashem Alekecha. Shmini Atzeres, Atzeres Ti Elochem. But the Gemara didn't say that. The Gemara didn't think there's any reason to be Mechalik, not Rebbe Eliezer, not Rebbe Yeshua, not Beishamai, and not Beisol. Nobody saw it that way. That for sure, there's no difference between the last day of Pesach and the last day of Sukkot. Rather, we have to figure out what to do. According to Rebbe Eliezer, you have two choices. If you want, you can opt for Atzeres L'Hashem Aleikecha. If you prefer, you can opt for Atzeres Tehillachem. According to Rabbi Yeshua, no. What the pasuk is basically telling me is that you have to divide it. You have to divvy it up. Half of Yontif has to be Atzeres L'Hashem Aleikecha, and the other half of Yontif has to be Atzeres Tehillachem. Zok to Gemara, another classic. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar said that even though Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argued with regards to Yontif, whether it's oy kuloy lashem, oy kuloy lachem, either atzeres Hashem alekecha, or atzeres tiyolachem, or chalkeyu half and half, but there are certain days of the year that everybody agrees lachem. Hakol moedim atzeres tabina nami lachem. Everybody agrees on Shavuos, it has to be lachem. This atzeres means Shavuos. Now who's hakol moedim? Even Rabbi Eliezer, that says, if you want, you can be yoshev v'shoina. If you want, you can be kuloy lashem. But Rabbi Eliezer agrees that on Shavuos, you have to have Lachem. My time, why do you have to have Lachem? Yom Shemnitna by Torah, because this is the day the Torah was given. And being that this is the day that the Torah was given, on Yom Kabbalah HaTorah, you have to have Lachem. You have to be a little bit Chetzioi la'achila, it's a chetzioi l'shtia. Oh, my rabbi continued. He said, "Hakol moedim b'Shabbos b'inam." Everybody agrees on Shabbos l'chem. My time, we cross all Shabbos l'inik. It's a pasuk. Oh, my Rav Yosef, "Hakol moedim b'Purim d'be'inanam l'chem." Shloishim yoyim kaidem. Everyone agrees that on Purim you need l'chem. My time, you may mishta v'simcha. It says you may mishta v'simcha. So obviously that means mishta v'simcha. My brother Ravino, kulish shasav yasa b'tanisa. My brother Ravino used to always fast. He would fast the whole year. Labar, but there were 3 days he didn't fast. Miat sarta on Shavuos upuriyo. Purim, Malu Yom Kippuri, and on Erev Yom Kippur. Atzeres, the reason didn't fast was Yom Shunim Beitayra. Purim Yanami, Mishta V'Simcha Ksiv Bei. Purim is a day of Mishta V'Simcha. And Malu Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur didn't fast. The Tani Chiyah Barav, Mi Difti Benisim Esnaf Shisechem B'Tish L'Chodesh. The Pasuk says he's supposed to fast on the ninth day of Tishrei. V'Chi B'Tishim Esan, you fast on the ninth day of Tishrei? V'Alei B'Esi Yom Esan, he's really supposed to fast on the tenth day. Elo Lo Yom L'Chodesh, you know it's coming to teach me that Kol Ha'oichel V'Shoyse B'Tishrei, by anyone that eats and drinks on the ninth day of Tishrei, Malu Olav Akasav Kinyan Esan Chiv. We consider it as if he fasted on the 9th and the 10th. So you see, there's a mitzvah to eat on the 9th day of Tishrei. So on those 3 days, on Shavuos, on Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur, my brother the Ravino, even though he used to always fast, he didn't fast. Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef on Shavuos, Omar said, Avdi li egla tilsa, make for me an egel, but it should be a third-born calf. Third-born calf was considered very chashev. Rashi says, Shlishi lebeten, Umufcharu, it's the choicest cut. Amar, he said, Eloi hayoimo, because we're not for this day, the kogarim that caused me to be who I am, kama Yosef ikka b'shuka. They're so, I would just be another Yosef. But it's because of the day of Matan Torah that I became who I became. This is Rav Yosef, by the way, who was an Anav, who was a Sinai, in the sense that he was a big bucking, but also a Sinai, as in he was the humblest of all the mountains. He was the humblest of all the Chachamim. But at the same time, Rabbi Yosef acknowledged that his whatever he achieved in life was all because of Matan Torah. So on that day, he wanted to have an Eglotos Rav Sheshes, Kol Talsin Yomim Hadalei Talmudah. Every 30 days, he would chaza his learning. V'toli v'koy be'ibra d'dasha, and he would suspend him. I want to see Arya do this. He would suspend himself by the bolt of the door for Amar. And he would say, Chadoi Nafshoi, Chadoi Nafshoi. He would be very, he said, oh, you should, my nefesh, you should be besimcha because of what you're doing. L'cha karoi, l'cha tanoi, everything that I did for you. Freik the Gemara, Einiv, Amar Rabbi Lazar, a subtle question. As if to say, Rav Sheshes, all his learning was for his soul. Rabbi Lazar said, Amali Torah, we're not for the Torah, and it's kind of Shemayim Varetz. Then Shemayim Varetz wouldn't have a Kim Shemayim, Leibri Siyem, and Leibri Shemayim Varetz. So Rav Sheshes is only learning for his neshama. Rav Sheshes is learning for the whole Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, you're right. Initially, when a person starts learning, he learns for himself. There's no question, it has ripple effects, it has ramifications. In that it ends up being for the entire world, the whole creation is sustained by a person's Torah. But the primary or the initial reason that Rav Sheshes learned was for his neshama. So we just went through his last Gemara really quickly. Hafachba, v'hafachba, the kulaba. We don't have that much time, but just a few ha'aris as it relates to this last Gemara that we learned. So the Gemara mentioned a machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. And this machloikis is in the conversation of maybe the most famous machloikis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua in Shas. And there are many famous ones. And this might be it. So we have a machloikis. What is a yid supposed to do on Yontif? Rabbi Eliezer said, there's two psukim. One pasuk says that Yontif is aseres Hashem Elokecha, which seems to suggest he's supposed to be yoshev v'shoyne, not eat and sleep, but rather you're supposed to eat and learn. You're supposed to sit and be smashed. Another pasuk says aseres di lochem, that on Yontif it's supposed to be lochem. So which one is it? So Rabbi Eliezer said essentially what the Torah is telling you is you have two choices. If you want, you can pick choice A. If you want, you can pick choice B. A yid on Yontif can sit and be smashed all day. You don't have to eat. You don't have to drink. Ain't some chelbayayin. Yeah, that's true, but you don't have to. If you want, you can sit and learn Torah. Rabbi Shua says no. Rabbi Shua says if you have two psukim, so you don't make a steerer between the two psukim and get an option to decide which one of the psukim you want to paskin like. You have to figure out a way to reconcile it. So how do you reconcile it? One pasuk says, Atzeres Hashem Elokecha, and the other pasuk says, Atzeres Tielochem. Oh, the Teretz is Chokei. You have to do both. It has to be Chetzio L'Achila V'Shtia, V'Chetzio, and the other half of Yontif is supposed to be the Beis Medrash. Now, if it's a machloek, it's Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, how are you supposed to conduct yourself on Yontif? We know who we paskin like. It's easy. We paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, because unless proven otherwise, the halacha never follows Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer was mitalmidei Beis Shammai, and that's what Rabbi Eliezer in Shas is referred to as Shamuti, because his halachos were excommunicated, so to speak. We don't paskin like Rebbe Eliezer. And as I shtei mefurish in Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchas Yontif, it's the last simon in Hilchas Yontif, simon Tav Kuf Chav Tes. Mitzvah Yontif lechalkoi. The mitzvah Yontif is to divide the day. Chetzioi lebeis hamedrish, vechetzioi leachila v'shnia. So you're supposed to divide the day. Chetzioi lebeis hamedrish, vechetzioi leachila. So we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua. We don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. That's pasha. The Gemara continued, and the Gemara said, "Amar Rabbi Eliezer." Rabbi Eliezer said that even though we have a machloikis from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, oy kuloi lachem, oy kuloi lachem, or chalkeu chetzioi leachila v'shnia vechetzioi lebeis hamedrish, but there are certain days that everybody agrees that you have to have lachem. Hakol moedim batzeres. The Be'ina Nami Lochem. Rabbi said, Hakol Moedim B'Shabbos? The Be'ina Nami Lochem. Rabbi Yosef said, Hakol Moedim B'Purim? The Be'ina Nami Lochem. Marbrei de Ravina added to that, and the Gemara says, used to fast every day, but there were 3 days that he didn't fast. On Shavuos, on Purim, and on Erev Yom Kippur. Because these are days where you have to have Lochem, and being that these are days that you have to have Lochem, so these are days that he wouldn't fast. So in other words, in summation, if you just go through all the Amiroim that are mentioned, who commented on the Machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, what we have is that even though there was Machlokes of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether or not you need Lochem on Yontif, but there's 4 days that everybody agrees has to have Lochem. Shavuos, as an Atzeres, Purim, Erev Yom Kippur, and Shabbos. Now when the Gemara says Hakol Moedim, who's the Hakol? Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yeshua holds you always have to have Lochem. Chalkeyo, Chetzi Lashem, Bechetzi Lochem. It's Rabbi Eliezer that holds Oy Kulei Lashem, Oy Kulei Lochem. Rabbi Eliezer, Lishitasai, even he agrees that on these 4 days, you would have to have Lochem, which would then suggest, maybe, that it's not really Negeya Halacha L'maisa. Because we just read the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Chav Tes. We don't pass like Rabbi Eliezer anyways. So we don't have to come on to Hakol Moedim Matzeres to be in a Nami Lochem. Hakol Moedim Bepurim to be in a Nami Lochem. Because you anyways have to have Lochem, because we pass like Rabbi Yeshua. Hakol Moedim mean too. It means even Rabbi Eliezer. So if that's the case, then L'chura, this Nusach, Hakol Moedim Matzeres to be in a Nami Lochem, etc., is not really so relevant for halacha, because anyways you would have to have lochem, simply because any time there's an inyan of simcha, it's chalkeyu, it's chetzio lashem, and at the same time it's going to be chetzio lochem. Which would then mean that even though hakom oidim atzeres b'nam lochem, which is often quoted, is really more in the machshava shabai. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer holds you need lochem on Shavuos, tells you something about Shavuos. From the fact that Rabbi Eliezer holds that you need lochem on Purim, it tells you something about Purim. But in terms of Poshid, basic halacha, it doesn't sound like it would really have halachic ramifications, because it's only a chiddush in Rabbi Eliezer, and we anyways don't pass it to Rabbi Eliezer. But the truth is that that's not the case. There is a very important halacha that the poskim all learn from the Gemara that says Hakol Moedim Batzeres to be Nami Lochem, and specifically from Marbere de Rabbina's Hanhaga, where the Gemara said Kula Shasa Havayasa B'Taneis, used to fast the whole year, Lobar Miatzarta Upuria Umayli Yoyim de Kippuri, with the exception of Shavuos, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur, those were 3 days that he didn't fast. And that halacha is brought down in a few places in Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to mention it from the Chayk Yaakov, it's of course Rabbi Yaakov Raisha, the Shavuos Yaakov, in his commentary in the end of Hilchas Pesach, which is really Hilchas Shavuos. So Hilchas Shavuos in Shulchan Aruch is at the very, very end of Hilchas Pesach. And this is in Erech Chaim Simen Tov Tzadik Dalet. In the Chayk Yaakov, it's Siv Kotn Ches. So the Ramah over there is discussing the minig to eat milchiks, to eat dairy, on Shavuos. Says the Chag Yaakov, the Kos of Maril. The Maril said, the Osner list anois b'Shavuos tainas chaloim. That it's Osner for a person to fast the tainas chaloim on Shavuos. Kahom mar brei de Ravina, the Yosef b'tainisa kulish shasa, hainu b'tainas chaloim. Levad, me erev Yom Kippur, upurim u'Shavuos. And the reason is, mishum di ilav hayoimo, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. V'chein Kos of Abis Yosef, v'simen reish peches, v'chein haskoma samog and avram lekaman, simen tof reish dalitz of kon alav, u'duloi kon says the Chayk Yaakov that Ramah says you should eat milchiks. I'm going to tell you another very important halacha about eating on Shavuos, and that halacha is you have to eat. So of course you have to eat. It's Yontif. What's the passing like Rabbi Yeshua? What would be the havamina that you don't have to eat? Now I'll tell you where the nafkamina is. What if somebody has a very, very scary dream? He has a nightmare, and there's an inyan. There is a minhig. Ask your local rabbi of fasting a tainas chaloy. The halacha is that you're allowed to fast a tainas chaloy even on Yontif. You can fast the Tainas Chaloyim even on Shabbos. The Gemara says if someone has to fast the Tainas Chaloyim on Shabbos, Yeshiv Tainas L'Tanisa, he should fast afterwards about the fact that he had a fast. But the bottom line is, you can fast on Shabbos, you can fast on Yontif, albeit a Tainas Chaloyim. Says the Chag Yaakov, on Shavuos, you don't fast the Tainas Chaloyim. Why not? Because Hakom Moedim Batzeres, the Be'ina Nami Lachem. Because Mar Breda Ravina was Yosef Betanesa Kule Shasa, with the exception of Erev Yom Kippur Purim and Shavuos. Says the Chag Yaakov, what kind of fast was Mar Breda Ravina fasting the whole year? I mean, it sounds like he fasted Shabbos, he fasted Yontif, the whole year. There were 3 days he didn't fast. So, although he was some recklessly fasting, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to fast at Shabbos, it's Yontif. How would be he have been allowed to fast? The Teretz says it was Tainas Chaloyim. It was obviously a fast where it's okay to fast. But if that's the case, that means that the days that he didn't fast, he didn't even fast Tainas Chaloyim. So says the Chag Yaakov that a nafgemina of our sugya p'sachim samachesam aveiz of hakol moedim atzeres to be an amid, even though he passed like Rabbi Yeshua anyways. So regardless, you need lochem. No, but there's a nafgemina la'locha because the din lochem of Atzeres and the din lochem of Erev Yom Kippur and the din lochem of Purim is different than the din lochem that you have ordinarily on Yontif. Because this lochem is something that even for a tainus chaloyim is something you would not be able to get. So this is a very clear halacha that's learned out from our sugya. But the truth is, if you think about it a little bit, it's a little tzarech bir. Why? Because there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch, just mentioned it quickly, but there's a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch in Hilcha Shabbos, siman Reish Pei Ches, Din Tainas Chaloyim B'Shabbos. A person's allowed to fast the Tainas Chaloyim on Shabbos. It's something he's allowed to do. Shulchan Aruch says, now why isn't it okay? The reason is because being that this person, if he doesn't fast in Tainas Chaloyim, is going to be Bitzar, so the rationale is that he's actually going to be more Ba'onig if he fasts on Shabbos, than if he doesn't fast on Shabbos. Meaning, why would you say don't fast on Shabbos? Because what do you mean? Yeah, the karasal of Shabbos oinig. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Yeah, but this person's actually going to have less oinig if he doesn't fast on Shabbos. So if he's going to have less oinig by not fasting on Shabbos, so to the contrary, oinig is mechayev him to fast. The Ramah says something also, a very big chiddush that the Taz has a major issue with in this siman. He says, v'chein mi sheyesh loy oinigim yifka. Somebody's bitzar, and if he cries out his pain, it's going to be very relieving for him. Mutter lifkos b'Shabbos. He's allowed to cry on Shabbos. Taz says, I can't believe the Ramah said that. But that's what the Ramah says. It's the same thing. It's the same siman in Shulchan Aruch. That even though you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos, but it's only because it's a mitzvah of oinig. But if you can have more oinig from fasting, that's something you're allowed to do. So, says the Chag Yaakov, even though on Shabbos and Yontif you're allowed to fast, and what's the rationale for it? We just learned it. This idea, Erechaim Simen Reish Peches, because you're going to get more oinig actually by fasting than by not fasting. But at the same time, when it comes to Atzeres, when it comes to Purim, and when it comes to Erev Yom Kippur, they're not. Why not? Because Hakom Moedim Batzeres to be in the Nami Lochem. Hakom Moedim Purim to be in the Nami Lochem. Hakom Moedim Erev Yom Kippur to be in the Nami Lochem. Lachar, it's a Pella. Because the Gemara also said, Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos to be in the Nami Lochem. Same Gemara. We said there's four exceptions. There's four times that Rabbi Eliezer's Moedim. Purim, Atzeres, Erev Yom Kippur and Shabbos, in no specific order. But all four were mentioned in our Gemara. So it says the Chag Yaakov that you want to know why there's no Tainas Chaloyim. The Maril said this. This comes from the Kadmoinim. That the Maril said there's no Tainas, not even a Tainas Chaloyim in those 3 days. Oh, take a look at the Gemara. Because the Gemara says that these are the days. That there's a, that Hakomoidim to be in a Nami Lochem. Even Rabbi Eliezer. Which means that even Rabbi Yeshua's world, there's more of a Din Lochem. Which means you have to eat and you can't even tell me you're going to have more oinig by not eating. It doesn't matter. All those svaras are not valid svaras. So if that's the case, the same exact Gemara says shab. Now the truth is, what's the teretz? The Gemara. The Gemara says, my brother Ravina fasted the whole year, and the only days that he didn't fast were on the 3 days of Atzeres, Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur. Meaning it sounds like he fasted on Shabbos. So the Maril, of course, is coming from the Gemara. The Gemara already made the distinction between Shabbos and those 3 days. Oh, but the question is, Hagufa, what's pshat? What's Pshana Marbrei Ravino? If the reason those days are different is because Hakom Moedim Debeina Nami Lochem, so there's some idea that there's more of a Lochem on those days than there are on other days, you have it on Shabbos as well. So if Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos Debeina Nami Lochem because of the Karasal of Shabbos Oinig, so why would it be that Marbrei Ravino, and this is the halacha that the Chag Yaakov brings in Tov Tzadik Dal in the end of Hilchas Yontif, that you're not allowed to fast on Atzeres, on Purim, and Erev Yom Kippur, yet when it comes to Shabbos, even though you have the same exact Gemara of Hakom Moedim B'Shabbos Debeina Nami Lochem, over there it's going to be different. So I saw a teretz in the Mincha Shloima from Shloima Zalman Orbach in his comments on the Gemara. He says it very, very, very bekitzer, And I think it needs a little bit of an introduction. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned that even though there was a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, whether there's a din lochem on Yontif, but on Shavuos, on Purim, and on Erev Yom Kippur, hakomaydim, everybody agrees to be an anomaly. Now why Shavuos is different? What's the difference between Shavuos, Pesach, and Sukkos? So if you ask Rabbi Eliezer, can I fast on Pesach? He would say yeah. On Sukkos, can I fast on Pesach? He would say, yeah. Incidentally, I saw someone bring a raya from Rabbi Eliezer Shita that he allows you to fast on Pesach. That could be there's no mitzvah to eat matzah, even a mitzvah's kiyumis, after the Erev Teichel Matzahs. Because if there's a mitzvah of matzah, maybe that should impact your ability to be able to fast. But that's a whole different discussion. But the point is, Shavuos is different. Gemara said, why Shavuos is different? Because it was Yom Shinit Nabay Torah. And because that's the day the Torah was given, so it's for that reason the Torah is given. Now, when we learn Masechta Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara is on Pei Zayin, Pei Ches, Pei Tes, and Tzadik, we spoke at the Beis Halevi, and a beautiful Chassam Soif in the Droshes, because everyone asks that, how is that Yom Shinit Nabay Torah is a reason that you have to eat? Yom Shinit Nabay Torah would be a reason that Hakomoydim, but Seres to be a Nami Loshem, Felt's Kasha, famous the roots in the income. But the Gemara says that the reason Shavuos is different is because it was Yom Shinit by Torah. And was the Pshat Zol Nitzayin? At the end of the day, Shavuos is different because Shavuos is the day that the Torah was given. The Oil is Ephraim, and this is in Chelik Beis, and it's in Maimer Shin Dalet. He says a Dover Nifla. He says that I think that just like the Gemara said, that the reason Hakom Moedim Atzeres is because it's Yom Shinit Nabay Torah, it's for that same reason that Hakom Moedim Apurim and Hakom Moedim Be'erev Yom Kippur. Because we know that when the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah by Shavuos, so it was Mikam Moedo, Rabbalei Raisa, they were Mekabel the Torah, but it was Kofaleim Hartigigas. They did it forcefully. But Hodir Kiplua, then they were Mekabel Torah again. And when was that? Again, this is Shloishim Yom Kaidim Lechai. When were they Mekabel it again? It was Bimei HaChashverosh. That means Purim was also a Yom of Matan Torah. It was the Yom Shinit Nabay Torah. We know that after the Yidden were Mekabel the Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim 40 days, Lechem Lo Yechalti, Yomayim Lo Yishasisi, and he came down with the Luchos. It was Shavasa B'Tamuz. The Yidden had just worshipped the eagle. Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't believe what happened. And the Pasuk says, Vashabrim Le'ineim. Moshe Rabbeinu took the Luchos and he broke the Luchos. Then he went up for another 40 days, and then finally on Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shniyos. And Hashem said, Vayoymer Hashem, Salachti Kidvarecha. Which means that Yom Kippur is also a Yom Shinit Nabay Torah. So it says, Doilus Ephraim. The reason the Gemara says, Hakom Moedim, the Atzeres, the Bina Nami Lachem. And Hakom Moedim be Purim de Bina Nami Lochem. And Hakom Moedim be Erev Yom Kippur de Bina Nami Lochem is because they were all the days Shinit Nabay Torah. On Atzeres, that's when we received the Torah the first time. Purim was Hadir Kibluah be Meir HaShverosh. And Yom Kippur was Luchay Shnis. You can't have Lochem on Yom Kippur. So we have Lochem on Erev Yom Kippur. V'nitzim es nafshay seichem, betishol ha-chodesh, chi, asiri, they're somehow connected, they're linked those 2 days. And the point is, on Erev Yom Kippur, by eating, you can be mekayim de Lochem of Yom Shinit by Torah. But the Gemara's time of Yom Shinit by Torah that it came for Atzeres is really true not only for Atzeres, it's true for Atzeres, it's true for Purim, and it's true for Yom Kippur itself. Says Doyle for us, Ephraim, a dover nifla. He says something unbelievable. He says that there's a medrash in Mishlei. Everyone knows this Chazal. The Rambam brings it in his Yad Chazaka. He says that all the Yom Tovim are going to be batal. Right? All the Yom Tovim are going to be batal with the exception of Purim. Purim is the only Yontif that we're going to have L'Asa Lovay. The makar to that is a medrash in Mishlei. If you look up the medrash, you'll realize that it's a little bit misquoted. The medrash says that everybody, that all the Yom Tovim are going to be batal with the exception of Purim. And then the medrash says there's another Yontif that we're going to have, sort of a Yontif. And that is Yom Kippur. The Pasuk says in Parshas Achrimais, V'hoysa zois lochem l'chukas oylam, says the Medrash, oylam, forever. We're going to have Yom Kippur forever. So there's two Yom Tovim that we're going to have forever. You know which Yom Tovim we're going to have forever? It's the Yontif of Purim, and it's the Yontif of Yom Kippur. So it says Doilas Ephraim, what's unique about Purim and Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur. But what's unique about Purim and Yom Kippur? Says Doilas Ephraim, what's unique is that these are the days of Matan Torah. And being that these are the days of Matan Torah, we're going to celebrate L'Asa Lovay. We're not going to celebrate Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why? Because Ki Meit Seischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Erenu Neflois. We're going to have miracles that are going to be much greater than the miracles we had by Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what are we going to? We're going to remember that we once sat on a sukkah. We're going to be on to bigger and better, Kavi Yochel. There's going to be much bigger miracles, like the Gemara says in the end of the first parak of Masechtas Brachos. So we're not going to celebrate. But the Torah is Nitzchias. The Torah that we have today, we're going to have then also. And as a result, we're going to still celebrate Matan Torah. And that's why we're going to have Purim. What's the obvious question? Why are we going to have Shavuos? So I don't understand. You're going to have Purim, why? You're going to have the Yom Kippur, because Atzeres is the Yom Shenit by Torah. So how come we're not going to have Atzeres? So says the Oyvaz Ephraim, says, I'm going to tell you why. Because even though we celebrate, when we say Yom Matan Torah Seinu, we're referring to Shavuos, but the truth is the Matan Torah of Shavuos was very, very short-lived. It was very, very short-lived. Number one, it was flawed from the get-go. Because it was kafan aleim har pegigis, and when the yidden were mekabel the Torah, they were mekabel it ba'oynis. It was until Purim where it was hadir kibluah b'neiach hashveirosh. That's when the Kabbalah was solidified. But before Purim, the whole Kabbalah satayra was really a Kabbalah ba'oynis, and being that the whole Kabbalah was a Kabbalah ba'oynis, so the Kabbalah satayra of atzeres of shvuas wasn't a Kabbalah satayra that had a kiyum. It needed help. And it received it on Purim. He said, the Yidden, when they went Makabal the Torah, they achieved unbelievable madrigas. But all the madrigas that they achieved, they immediately lost. 40 days later, the Luchas Rishon, everything was broken. You know when everything came back? With the Luchas Shnius. Says the Oyvaz Ephraim, Kedarkei Bakoidesh, B'Lashoina Yazov, that you want to know why Shavuos is not going to have a Kiyum La'olam? Because the Kabbalah Satayra of Shavuos didn't have a Kiyum La'olam. Because the Kabbalah Satayra of Atzeres was short-lived. And being that it wasn't La'olam, so the Yontif is not going to be La'olam. You know which Chelik of Kabbalah Satayra was La'olam? The Chelik of Kabbalah Satayra that was La'olam was the Chelik of Hodik Kabbalah B'meach HaShverish. That's something that we're writing Ada Yom Hazeh. And it was the Lucha Shniyos, that level, that Madrego, that's what Yidden had La'olam. And because it's those components, Kabbalah Satayra that was La'olam, it's for that reason that that's what we're going to have. That's what we're going to have La'olam. But the Oyvaz Ephraim is unbelievable. He says that Hakom Moedim Batzeres to be Nanami Lachem, Hakom Moedim Bepurim to be Nanami Lachem, and Hakom Moedim Be'er Yom Kippur to be Nanami Lachem, it's all for the same reason. The reason the Gemara gave to explain Shavuos is the reason for Purim and Erev Yom Kippur, it's because Yom Shenitna by Torah. And because it's Yom Shenitna by Torah, it's for that reason the Be'ina Nanami Lachem. If you take a look at Rashi, Rashi B'Lashoinoi Hazav, says one Knech, and we'll end with this. Rashi says, how come Moedim Batzeres to be in a Nami Lochem? Says Rashi, Shnei Yismach Boi B'Maychol Mishta. Because it's the day that the Torah was given, you have to be B'Simcha B'Maychol Mishta. Laharois, to show, Shnoyach U'Mekubel Yom Zeli Yisrael Shnitna by Torah. Being that today is the day that the Yidim were Mekabel the Torah, you have to show how much you appreciate it and how Gishmak it is. And you know you show that by eating and by drinking. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, Laharois, who are you showing it to? Laharois, this is an optic. Who exactly are you putting on the show from? He adds one word, he says, Lacherim. As the under is all fashtein, that Asher Bachar Banu Mikol HaAmim, and there's nothing greater in the world than learning Torah. And people that don't learn Torah don't know that. And the only way they're going to know it is if they see how much a Ben Torah appreciates the fact that he learns Torah. So Yom Shenina by Torah, you have an obligation to be besimcha. Why? Not for yourself. It's Pashit. Reb Shlomo Zalman doesn't say this, but this is the teretz to the Beis Halevi's Kasha. Yom Shenina by Torah is the day HaKamoidim Debeina Nami Lochem. Today's the day for sure you should go and be smedrish, hide in a corner, and chazer, learn, and shtay. Why is, because today the day the Torah was given, a day that hakol moedim debeina nami lachem. The teretz is, if your whole Yiddishkeit is about you, then of course, maybe that's the right thing to do. But we have a responsibility to others as well. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, like the Shevet Tzofer said. So that's included in our responsibility. And on today, a ben Torah, someone that was zoicha to be Lachzeis Benoyim Hashem, to tap in and to taste the sweetness of the Torah, he has a responsibility to make sure other people get it as well. And that's why the Yom Shenitna B'Torah is a day of Laharis. Said Reb Shlomo Zalman, Shabbos also, the Gemara says, Hakol Moedim Debeina Nami Lachem. But Shabbos has nothing to do with Kabbalah Satayra, even though Shabbos was the day the Torah was given. But Shabbos has nothing to do with Kabbalah Satayra. And because it has nothing to do with Yom Shenitna B'Torah, that's so fakir. If you have a Tainus Cholim, fast the Tainus Cholim. You may have get more einig by fasting a tainus chom. It's about your personal, private obligation, your ben adam lamakim with the Eibishter, that today has to be a day of einig. Okay, so if you could sit down and you can make a cheshbin that you're going to have more einig by fasting than you will by eating. Okay, fast. But yoyim shenitna by Torah, it's not about you. It's laharis la'cherim. So you're going to have some cheshbin that you're walking around or whatever because you're fasting and you people don't realize the reason you're not eating is you're actually having a bigger geshmak by depriving yourself. That's a very nice personal cheshbin, maybe. But in terms of laharis la'cherim, how's someone going to steik from that? How's somebody going to know what you're thinking? How's someone going to, on Yontif, we have a responsibility, not just for ourselves. Laharis la'cherim. That's why the Maril says that when it comes to Yontif, the Hakol Moedim of Shavuos, the Hakol Moedim of Purim, the Hakol Moedim of Erev Yom Kippur, these are all the days of Shenitna by Torah, like the Eilos Ephraim said. Over here, there's a Din Lochem, which is manifest even in Rabbi Yeshua's world. Everybody's going to agree that you have to eat, even a Tainus Cholim, which ordinarily is a Cheshvin, but on these 3 days, a person is not allowed to fast even a tainus chalai.